today. God bless you,
Brother Lumber. Thank you, Bishop. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Let's worship. Let's worship. Let's worship. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Let it go forth in power in your demonstration. Once again, it is great to be in the house of the Lord, SPC, family, our home base, away from home. Pastor's my pastor while I'm here. He already knows that. Amen. He's like a dad to us, Sister Glover. Amen. Sister, I'm always, she just loves you to death, like to be us and everybody else here. Amen. I know you got a thing going on today. And I may have to cut across the field, so we'll see. Amen. I've already heard a message today from my pastor. What a masterpiece he preached today. My God, I want to preach like him one day, Lord. back home, amen. We love our spiritual authority. We would not be here today without our spiritual authority to release us. Amen. They have Sunday school at 9 in the morning on Sundays, 10 o'clock worship, and we'll worship for an hour and a half. It's just us back south at our church. And he'll preach for an hour and a half, and we'll get out about 12:30, maybe 1:30. But that's just us. Amen. And so, great folks that are covering us in prayer today. Amen. That we love. We love our family. You should love Pastor and the First Lady. There's nobody like them. Or maybe you just gotten used to them. Maybe you've taken advantage of them. Maybe you're not as grateful as you think you are. Well, I'm preaching already. Amen. But thank you, Bishop. Thank you for his direction and his correction. Boy, you better help me here today. Don't make me work hard. But if you do, I'm ready. Amen. We've already prayed, so you may be seated. I'm going to continue to move forward here. Testimonies. Bishop likes for me to bring testimonies after a year that I've been gone and come back, and I'll give you more. I have something, but I'll give you more next week or week after Easter. Amen. And the endeavors. But I am going to continue by the help of the Lord on the series, The No Nonsense Message. I've done many parts here. And since I've been gone the last time, the Lord, I thought I was finished, and he gave me three more parts. I'm not bringing you the last part, The last of the last letter. I'm bringing you one just right out of the oven.
All right. Okay.
Maybe we'll do some other stuff before I leave, but amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
She said, yeah, some of y'all getting edgy here. Yeah. Just bear with me. Don't misunderstand some of the things I'm going to bring to you today. I'll give you scripture as I go along. But it's talking to Brother Gurley, and everybody knows Bishop Gurley. A lot of things been happening around the country. A lot of things going on that it is not making sense until it makes sense. It don't make sense, and it brings it right back into the sense.
Okay.
So, in conversation and everything, I'll quote him, and I'm totally with him, and I know everybody is here. Well, I pray everybody is. He said, I believe in angels, and I believe they are with us. Now, the last couple of years that I've been here, I've mentioned several things. This year, I don't have anything. I'm not telling you that they dispatched from my study in Houston, Texas this year. I'm not even going to tell you that the last two giants are here because they're still here. But I am going to tell you today that you and I need to open up our eyes and see that they're already here.
All right.
Yeah.
It
is amazing. I'll finish the statement, but watch. It is amazing, SPC, that we can talk about the devil all we want to, and he's been after us all day, and la la la, and boo boo boo, and li li li, and everything else. But when we start to talk about supernatural and the angels, the church gets spooked.
All right.
Well, hallelujah, anyhow. Yeah, we talk about the devil, it's like we glorify the devil. But when we talk about angels and seeing angels and seeing the supernatural and the powerful ministry, we get spooky. Well, hallelujah. Bishop went on to say, he told of a story of how his wife said to him, he was up late, and she said, why do you spend so much time, energy, prayer on a message and preparing for our, back then, for our so small congregation? Back then. Now, it's bigger than y'all's camp meeting, But you know, I'm not down in anything, but back then, Bishop said, you forget, my dear, you better catch this. Woo, feel the Holy Ghost in here. He said, you forget, my dear, how large there is, an incredible large audience there is. I caught that. Because even though we might not be great in numbers, there's more in this place right now, Pastor Glover, than we can see. There's more in this place than just numbers. Ooh. Or maybe I'm just preaching too southern. And he said, God is up to something. He went on to say, we are going to see angels like we have never seen them before, Pastor Mike. Lord of hosts. I thought about that statement. Lord of hosts. You've heard the statement in the scriptures. Lord of hosts. Host means an army, right? Angels from God's army. Ooh, man, the devil says something one time and we believe him. God has to say something, or through the man of God, woman of God, 500 times, and we still want more confirmations. Ain't that some bishop? Crazy, man. People loony. Y'all here? Come on. Why? Because I believe, Brother Mitchell, the move of God in this hour, the move of God in this hour is a first love. We love everything, business, job, spouse, la, 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 be, 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 but God. So in saying that, we have to have the manifestation or the manifest presence of God. And ladies and gents, that will be enough. Whew. And we must never be so good at having, quote, unquote, church services that a move of God would be a disruption. But, now, I know things are decent and in order. I understand that. And he's the authority here. Amen. And Bishop got a lot of more experience than I do. But watch this. When a disruption comes in in the Holy Ghost, it's time for a break. Bathroom breaks. Dish breaks. Coffee breaks. Monster breaks. Dr. Pepper breaks. Anything but a break of God. All right, I'm trying to preach. I'm trying to preach here. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah, I remember Jim Blackshear saying this, and I texted him the other day. He said, "Did I say that?" I said, "Yeah, you sure did, bud." And we texted this morning. He said, "You remember a statement you made? All those prayer meetings we had at Life Church and everything?" So, no. I said, "Well, I'm going to remind you, bud." So here's the statement he made. And it's very true. You said, Jim, church as usual is a victory for hell. Oh, so I said, well, you know what? I added a statement behind you, bud. Here's my statement. We do not give God enough space to move. If we understood, ladies and gentlemen, if we understood, if we understood the magnitude of God's presence, we would not be begging for God's performance. Yeah. I remember Bishop Ron Beckham. He's in Nashville, I think, isn't he? Bishop Beckham, and I quote him, "God does not need our worship to make him complete, but we need to worship God to make us complete." That's right. Amen. Amen. Just give me a moment here. Regardless to your success, regardless to your blessings, regardless of an increase in your life, ladies and gents, there will be seasons of intense pressure and stormy weather. And sometimes, like our family has experienced in the last year or so, amen, sometimes you will find yourself coming out of the storm and end up running into another. I've got some good news for you folks that are it's happening that to you right now. Press on, press on, press on, press on, press on, and press through, press on, and press through. Amen. Gas it up and write this thing out. Write it out. Write it out. Write it out. You don't know what he's doing. You don't know how he's perfecting you. You don't know how he's shaping your spiritual walk with him. You don't know how he's shaping your character. When you set out to do the will of God, the enemy's not going to sit around and watch you. This is the time you have to press through with your faith, prayer, and perseverance. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep up here. I got some PowerPoint here. Just Hold your horses, bud. And I thought about this. Watch this. This is goody-goody for me. Maybe it'd be goody-goody for some of you. If you're hitting opposition today, if you're hitting opposition, then you're doing something right. If it's not a mission, then it's not opposition. Huh? Some people do not come to church. Some people do not come to church with ADD. I'm sorry. Some people do not come to church with ADD. They come to church with DDD. Devil, distraction, disorder. I thought maybe y'all might run a lap around this joint here. I'm trying my best here. I got a lot of folk praying for me down in the south. They say, slow it down, llamas. Man, some people have gotten out of the habit of gathering for worship. Some people are just interested in just coming to the house of God. Okay, Brother Aaron, first PowerPoint. We're going to take off in a minute, but just hold your horses.
Okay.
First PowerPoint. Pentecost is not dead, but there are a lot of dead Pentecostals.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have put it up there. I hope you're not one of them. Next one, Brother Aaron. Way too many people come to Jesus simply wanting a facelift when what we need is a heart transplant.
Okay.
I don't have time to elaborate on this stuff.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we're cutting the field here. Next one, sir. I hope this gets you right here because it's gotten me a lot of times. Because there it is. We repent enough to be forgiven, but we do not surrender enough to be changed. Yeah, let that sink into your spirit. Because you walk out of here doing the same cotton picking thing. Ah! And some people don't see the need to repent daily. I don't repent several times today. Well, I hope you have. Because if you haven't, and if you're good at two shoes, then let me see a little halo on top of your head. Well, I better move on here. Because I got to preach. We live in a culture. Watch this. Man, there's so much going on. We got access to everything, Pastor, everything. I mean, everything is right here. Anything you want to find out, man, boom, 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 and it comes on there, Brother Mitchell. My God, Brother Glover. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But we live in a culture where the addiction to busyness has taken over many lives. And we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to fast. We don't have time to be faithful to the house of God because we come in late. We don't show up sometimes. There's no commitment anymore. Because we're busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you get quiet.
Amen.
We get addicted. And I got to watch myself. We get addicted to busyness. Because if you let, some people will drain you. We get addicted to busyness. And here's what I've been thinking, Brother Michael O'Reilly. Here's what I've been thinking right here. Here's the business. What else can I do? 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 It's like you're going to wrap you in that white thing and take you down to the crazy house. What else can I do? 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 Huh? That we don't have time for God. Come on. Come on. Here is what we miss in our busyness. Slow down, Lamas. I'm talking about me because I don't want to talk about y'all. So I'll talk about me. Is that okay? Slow down. Look around. God is moving. Let's not be so busy that we miss that. And then some people wake up in the morning. I hope you don't find yourself what I'm about to say. Some people wake up in the morning and sit on the side of the bed. This is their conversation. I've been there before. That's why I wrote it. I'm not there no more, but, you know, maybe for somebody that's here today. Here's their conversation. I'm going to curl up in a ball. Put the covers over my head. Because if I get up, that old devil's going to beat my brains out again. Bless his holy name. Well, I know none of y'all do that. That's good. It ought to be when we hit the floor. And I'm not saying you got to act like a kangaroo. Monkey like a monkey. This is what you do when you hit the floor. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Devil, you better get out of here because I made up my mind. I'm fixing to stomp your brains out. I'm going to kick your bread basket in. Not the good bread we're going to have in a little while, but you know what I mean. Devil, you're going to turn somebody loose today. You've had them too long. You held them too long. I'm going to win. I'm going to win because this is the day the Lord has made and anything can happen this day. Even in times of your disagreements with your brothers and sisters in Christ, or your spouses, or your children, or your grandchildren, or whatever the case may be. Even in times of disagreements or arguments, when you truly love each other, the conflict never lasts long. Why? Because love always wins. The reason it fails is because you want it to fail. But my Bible says love always wins. I love for one another. I might not always agree with Pastor or with Brother Mike or Brother Perkins, somebody, but we're on the same team. We're together. In my disagreements, we're a team. We're a family, Bishop. We're a family. Come on now. I'm not going to say, well, I'm the dog on it. I'm not coming back to Glover because he didn't like what I said. Man, you're a turkey. We all have disagreements, ladies and gentlemen. All of us. Come on. Come on. And the enemy thought you were finished. God sent me here today. Amen. And he's about to open some doors. I'm going to say it again. What about Shatta? He's about to open some doors. And you need to remind the enemy who you belong to. Why? Why? Because I feel there's a shift in the atmosphere. There is that a shift, Brother Mike, that is unlocking doors of opportunity and favor as we move in obedience and surrender to God's voice. These are doors, ladies and gentlemen. These are doors we've been praying would open for a long time. So let me give you some advice. Don't get nervous in the open doors. Don't get nervous in the new that's already coming. Because one touch from God today, I don't know how you came today. One touch from God today will catapult you to places you've never been before. You stay with me?
Yeah.
What time is it? Okay. We have so many. Hear me out. We have so many Pentecostal mosh pitters. We shout over stuff at times when we ought to pray over stuff at times. We have a lot of runners Oh, come on now. We have a lot of Pentecostal runners, but not a lot of message carriers. At times, life is hard. We're going to mess up. Give yourself some grace. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. You'll probably wonder when I'm going to get the scripture, huh? Pentecostals always want scripture. Show me scripture. Give 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 me scripture. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Right. Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Come on now. Psalm chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. Wonderless show your steadfast love. Wonderless. Show your love steadfast. And all he's asking me to do is to show him my steadfastness. I don't have to run 100 yards until my tongue hangs out. All I have to do, Brother Mike Glover, is just be steadfast. I'm walking. I'm just going to be steadfast. Sister Walker, I'm just going to be steadfast. I'm just going to be steadfast. That's the problem with a whole lot of us. Well, if I can't go 100 miles on with the Lord, then I'm not going to serve the Lord. Well, then probably you're not going to serve the Lord. I'm just steadfast. I used to run fast, Brother Jackson, but I can't run fast no more. So you probably have to run funny. But just be, sir, steadfast. That's all. Just be steadfast in your walk with God. That's what he's asking us to do. Be faithful when the man of God preaches. Be faithful. Receive the word. Don't get mad. Don't get offended. Just be steadfast. It says, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. And this is the last part. This is great. Keep me as your apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. And Paul was shipwrecked while moving in God's will. Kind of sound like us right now for my family. Paul was shipwrecked while moving in God's will. But there was a purpose to the shipwreck. And God needed Paul to go to the island of Malta. Acts chapter 27, 28. Don't have time to go there, so we'll scrape off another 50 yards. Just because you're moving in God's will doesn't mean it's always not going to be smooth or right, and it's going to make sense. And the problem is, in order to hunger for God, you must first be empty of self in order to be filled. This younger generation, under 30 years old, under 35 years old, this younger generation has heard so much of the quote-unquote self-love narrative. I don't have to pray that long. I don't have to fast this long. I don't have to read my Bible, man. I can come when I want to come in. All right. I love myself, la, 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 ba, 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 and all that kind of garbage. Therefore, full of themselves. They're not hungry for him. We need an empty cup of revival.
That's right. God.
It's very possible, folks, to quote unquote learn church but not know God. You can be churched here yet unsaved. Some people didn't try God. I counsel with people all the time, my wife and I, with people, something happened. It happens. Stuff happens to everybody. Some people didn't try God. They tried church. And when the church hurts you, who's ever been hurt by the church? I have. Well, you'd be surprised at the notes they pass me when I'm preaching sometimes. Afterwards, here, this is your isms. Here, this is the way you're supposed to be. Here, yeah, I didn't like the way you said. Well, nobody asked you, dummy. Y'all still here? When the church hurts you, I ain't got enough hands. Or you found out that their liars and fake people also go to church? You can't holler amen, holler ouch. Or just kind of look amen here today. Huh? Also go to church, you concluded that God wasn't real or that Christianity was a joke. If people can make you walk away from God, you were never in a relationship with God. You were just in a religion. Who are you here for today? I mean, I'm here to back you up and back pastor, but who are we here for today? Who can rescue us? Who can save us? Who can set us free? Who can deliver us from our foolishness? Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm in a relationship with Him. People are going to hurt you and do you wrong in church or out of church. A God-given experience is just an encounter if we do not allow it to translate into a life-changing event. Next one, Brother Aaron. I got to go here. I'm going to preach for about 5 minutes and then we're going to go in a little bit. Church attendance. Watch this. A lot of people get tripped up on this. Church attendance is not optional. It's foundational. It's your spiritual, emotional, social, and relational foundation. We need each other. We need Holy Ghost firepower and praying and all that. But we also need relationships. When pastor says, unless you're working on something come up, when he says, let's go downstairs and fellowship, what do you think that means? Don't run off week in, week out, and never fellowship with the believers in Christ. Boy, y'all ain't saying nothing. Huh? You're supposed to fellowship. I need Brother Glover. I need Brother Gray. I need Brother Villa. I need them. I need fellowship. Y'all still here? Huh? But the early church was so infused. The early church was in an upper room agonizing. And the modern church today is in a supper room organizing. You might not want to shout today, but I hope we pray. If you don't like the way I'm doing things, if you don't like my praise today, if you don't like my worship, and you think I'm doing so much, then SOS. Scoot over some. Watch this. Photoshop. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, don't delete social media. Be responsible. Sure. Now, deleting is for those that can't handle stuff, you know. Netflix and all that kind of stuff. If you're so caught up in that, then get it out. If you're not praying, fasting, and reading the Bible. Get that booger out. But if you have responsibility, then more power to you. But Photoshop, Lightroom, and all these editing apps really has people out there feeling inadequate. Maybe they aren't doing better than you. They're just a better editor. Blemishes reveal authenticity. Blemishes reveal authenticity. Because if I come, that's why we shouldn't have no mask on here today. Your front ain't gonna do you no good. That's why if I see Mike Glover and I see his face on Facebook and everything is shiny and clear and awesomeness and handsome and out of sight and out of mind and perfect nose And then if I meet Mike Glover in person and I say, Mikey, you got a red spot right there, bud.
Yeah. I'm blushing.
Why you got them wrinkles here? Where you got a hole right here? Because most of us like to Photoshop on Facebook. But I go further than that. Most of us want to Photoshop when we come to the house of God, Bishop. Oh, I hope Bishop won't let me. Oh, he can see. He might not say it. He can see right through you. Oh, come on now. Just be real here today. Come on now. Somebody here might have to use 3 apps and 5 filters before you post a picture on Facebook. I want them to say, Lamas, you real? Yeah, I'm real. I'm old. I got wrinkles here. I got spots here. I might fool Brother Greg. I'm hallelujah, man. Ooh, Brother Greg said, man, Lamas on fire today. Ah, but I got my Photoshop mask on, baby. But when I get to the old-fashioned altar of repentance, guess what? God sees through all that. God sees it. Come on, Lamas, take it off. Come on, Lamas, I want to do something in your life. Come on, Lamas, I want to save you. Come on, Lamas, I want to touch you. Come on, Lamas, I want to take you higher.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hell, put the next one up because I got to go. Put the next one up. I got to go. Y'all getting nervous. Your hell is no match for your hallelujah. I don't care how hard it's been. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if I have to get on my face. Pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. I got a brother that's going to pick me up. It's going to pick me up. I may be going through hell, but thank God I got him. I got her. I got her. I got her. I got him. I got him. That will pick us up, brother man. Hell. Hell is no match for your hallelujah.
That's right.
Woo. Woo. And no, that wasn't planned. One Photoshop. It was real. Because my knees hurt. Ha, 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 ha. Some of you got good knees and won't even get on your knees. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Come on. Come on. I got him. Okay, let me shave another 25 yards out. Let me shave it. Let me shave this thing out. They will bash you. They will bash you, SPC. They will bash you for speaking in tongues. But they will overlook you when you start to cuss. Boy. I thought you were hollering a minute ago. See, there's the Lord right now throwing people on this side, throwing people on that side right now. The Bible was not edited by a committee that was concerned about your feelings. It was authored by God to save your soul. Please don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. Because when I say you, I really mean myself, okay? So when I'm saying these next 2 statements or 3 statements, just think of it as Lamas. Not as Glover, not as Abbott, not as Villa, not as Greg, not as Walker, not as Matt. Just say, you're talking to Lamas. That okay? Here it is. Some people are stupid. I knew he'd get quiet. Some people are stupid, but God loves them anyway. Right. Talking about myself. And guess what? God figured. I thought about this praying. I'm praying. But God figured in all your stupidity in your calling. Love difficult people. Because most likely you're one of them. Oh, I know things, you're perfect. You're not perfect. You're probably one of them. Because I'm difficult. See, I expose myself. If I was to go down the line, you wouldn't expose yourselves. You put that filter back on. Well, Brother Matt's going to agree. Yeah, thank you, Brother Matt. Rich, my God. Come on now. The notion that somebody has made it is delusional. Everybody, every one of us face something here today. The most anointed, watch this. The most anointed have walked the deepest valleys. I've got two words for you. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. If nobody else wants to walk with you, you keep walking.
That's right.
Next one, Brother Aaron. When it's you trying to move, it's forced. When it's God moving in your life, it flows. Thank you, sis. Amen. Hallelujah. Anytime God gives you new territory or authority, hell will show up 100% of the time. Here in just a few moments, before we pray, you are in charge of how much God you will experience today. You're in charge. Because the first thing the enemy wants to take is your sound. Without sound, you have no power. That's why I have a hard time coming to church. And I don't be looking around. If you do it, fine. If you don't, that's up to you. That's why I have a hard time with people coming to church and never opening up their mouth or lifting up their hands. Because if you don't never open up your mouth, if you don't lift up your hands, you're not in the Bible. Well, I got one more nonsense coming up in another week and a half, so.
Yeah.
Good. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Here it is right here in the NLT. Singing psalms, we did today, and hymns. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful praise team. Why? Because a praise team will always usher us into the presence of God. And when that happens in the presence of God, Bishop can come in here and teach and preach and flow in the gifts and flow in the Spirit and flow in the sensitivity of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. Me and you singing together as they sing. The words are not here for just the words are here for us to sing too. Have to lift up our hands too. And making music to the Lord. Now he personalizes it in your hearts.
Okay.
She's taking over making music, beautiful music. She's singing to the Lord and all that. And that's good. But what she's trying to do, and the priests are trying to do, is trying to get us in our own hearts.
Yeah,
all right. I know it's corporate, but it's also individual.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let me cut another 20 yards, okay? I'm trying my best. Bishop, if you want me to, you know, I'm streamlining this thing as much as I can. I'm trying not to be like my pastor back home. You know, you are, and that's true. You are only a product of your bishop. Huh? Start and end your day digesting the word of God. Write the word in your heart. And pray a prayer of repentance and thanksgiving. Why? Because your life depends on it. And maybe you're going to a trial. The trial is refining you. The test is maturing you. The valley is preparing you. The delay is disciplining you. Whatever is happening now will prepare you for what is coming next. Embrace it. The victory is already ours. All right, I'm gonna share some real quick testimonies in just a moment. Then we might have to streamline the PowerPoints because I don't know how many I got left. One more? Oh, then I can finish. Good. But I'll streamline the rest. We'll get to that one in a minute. Watch in my study right here. Olive oil presses create a lot of waste material called, quote unquote, olive press cake, which must be removed carefully to prevent pollution and damage to the groundwater, sewage, and wastewater treatment systems. So I looked at my Glover, and then I started thinking. So I wrote this, what I, you know, sometimes my thinking gets me in trouble. So I'm thinking and looking deeper. There's deep, there's deep in this thing. Turns out the extraction of olive oil yields about 20% olive oil and 80% waste. The waste is poisonous. It burns and destroys and damages the environment. Let me remind all of us here in this place today that when I'm being pressed, like maybe some of you are here today, any part of me not producing oil is producing toxins. Many people go to church looking for magic. They're not interested in sanctification or personal change. Your story matters. I tell Sister Walker all the time, your story matters. Even the parts you want to forget. Here's her book right here. Who was I that you thought of me? If you don't have it, I would suggest that you purchase it from Sister Walker. It's an eye-opening, wonderful testimony of how the Lord brought her to the Lord. Huh? Come on. The thing that you went through in your past that you thought would take you out, just know God knew you were strong enough to take it, and He wants to use your testimony to rescue somebody else. Now, I'm going to close with this, but I'm going to close with some testimonies, and then I'm going to close with a couple more statements. But watch this. As I read Sister Walker's book over and over and over again, I came to some statements from her book. And she has on here, as I've put the miracles of Jesus in my life to words, it has brought up many overwhelming memories of trials, pain, sadness. Am I on your street yet? Hopelessness. Am I in your house? Depression and despair. I know we cannot change the circumstances of our birth. Thank you, Jesus, because I got a crazy one. Or our upbringing or the reshaping of our minds, but there is a God who can. Being told you're going to die is damaging, destructive, and painful. There are no words for the turmoil I went through. Oh, yes, I put a smile, but underneath, I was falling apart. You might not be like her right now, but underneath right now, you might be smiling, but you're catching a lot of hell. But I'm telling you, your hell is your hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. We are hurt. Thank you, Sister Walker. Bishop, there is no one that's exempt. We all have suffered deep pain, fears, the agony of defeat, grief, and even abuse. We suffer with the memory of failures we may have experienced. No one can truly feel another's affliction with one exception, Jesus Christ, who died for us, unless you have walked in their shoes. We are all affected differently because we are unique. Only Jesus can bind us and mend our wounds of abuse, despair, depression, loneliness, guilt, failure, grief, and sickness. I found that turning my life over to Jesus gave me the faith to be made whole and the encouragement to live my life for Him. You too can do the same. Grab onto your faith. Turn your life over to Jesus. Wow, real quickly. Hey, when I come back again, I got a lot more testimonies, but real quick. Testimonies. I used to be a Satanist before I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I was posting horrible blasphemy almost every day and made it a point to bully and hurt Christians whenever I got the chance. While I was in that state, God never gave up on me. I'm now saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that was only 4 months ago. God is so good. Come on now. God is so good. I was a drug, another one. I was a drug addict, an adulterous prostitute. I lied, cheated, stole. I got my way, but now I'm saved, and I've had a radical encounter with Jesus on my jail cell by the prison ministry. I'm clean from IV, heroin, and meth. Good job. Good job. I was on the top list. Some of you may not understand this, but I do. And no, I don't go there, but I know what it is. I was on the top list of quote-unquote OnlyFans. Yeah. Yeah. Pentecostal. Some Pentecostals know about that. OnlyFans. Heavy drinking. Self-obsessed. Witchcraft. Witchcraft is of the devil.
Right.
You can't be saved and be deviling in witchcraft.
Right. Uh-huh.
You're not saved. Or you need to be delivered. And drugs, praise God for filling me with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Another one, I was a cokehead, drug dealer, and a spell casting witch. I have been saved for 1.5 years now, very sober, and been delivered and set free. I was just a dope and such an idiot. You can tell Brother Aaron Villa, when he came to visit me, here a couple of years or so ago, amen, I took him with me on some of my preaching tours in the South, and I took him, and I explained to him, don't get spooked. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I explained to Aaron, I said, we're going to go to a church. I'm preaching that today. Don't be surprised if they prophesy on you, because we're not going to a normal church. We're going to a church that believes in the supernatural. And the church, where 80% of that church is saved and filled with the Holy Ghost from those being warlocks and witches. Ex-warlocks and ex-witches. 80% of that church. The whole praise team, with the exception of the drummer, was an ex-warlock and witch. There's about 8 of them, or 5, whatever it was, on the praise team. He walked in there. And we gave you a few minutes to speak, right? Yeah, and Aaron spoke. I said, don't be afraid. And then people ain't gonna eat you up. But they know. And then people start praying for him and speaking some words into his life. Right. You know, and I said, well, according to the bishop here, just make sure it's right. But that church, I can take you right now. Amen. Am I right, Aaron? What kind of church was that? Crazy. Powerful. Huh? 80% ex-warlocks and witches. Filled with the Holy Ghost, Bishop. Now, I know not everybody's going to do that, you know. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, Jesus Christ. Come on now. I'm not just saying, Aaron's a witness. And if Thomas can go with me, and we're here supposed to go, but my wife started getting more sicker, I'm going to take him there. And I'm going to take Bob Foster. He's coming this summer to be with me for a month or two. I'm going to take him there. Come on now. Come on now. And so I'm closing. I'm skipping another 50 yards. I'm done. Last one. I ain't got time for this stuff here. Last one, my friend. If you're going to walk in the harvest, you're going to have to walk in the supernatural. Because this is not a spooky, spooky club. This is not an abracadabra club. You're in the wrong place. If you think it is, you probably need to be set free and delivered. And you probably don't have the Holy Ghost. I still believe it. The dumb will speak. This is the kind of church it is. The dumb will speak. Blinded eyes are going to be opened. Mental illness. I know that's a big issue right now, Brother Mike Glover. But I believe we're going to work with it. And God's going to perform miracles. The lame's going to leap. The deaf's going to rise. The broken will be mended. The sick healed. Those that are dealing with addiction will be delivered at SPC.
Praise God.
Supernatural. 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 Don't abort the vision that God gave you. Be bold. Ikashata. Woo. Be confident. You are not your past. You are your present and your future. You can't change your past like I can, but you can certainly change your future. As we stand, every day, even right now, as Pastor and I are here, ministry team here, saints here, because I firmly believe it. Right now, this day, this time, every day, holds the possibility of a miracle. Because your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. Help me, Lord. We'll save all this other stuff for that Thursday night when I come back again. Got testimonies that can blow your mind. I'm not just want to blow your mind. I want to help us. We're on the same team. We're the body of Christ. Testimonies, real testimonies. Real testimonies, real testimonies. Miracles, miracles, miracles are in this house right now. Deliverance is in this house right now. I'm telling you what I feel. Thank you, Sister Walker. Thank you. If I overstep my line, let me know, Bishop. I try to be as honest as I could and transparent as I could to your people today. There's an altar open here today. Thank God. Thank God. That bishop says, okay, good night, bye-bye. I feel the Holy. There's an altar here today. If you need an altar, it's here for you right now. Come on. It's not going to make sense until it's going to make some sense. Come on. Come on. You need a change? It's here for you right now. You need a change? Are you sure you're not saved? Well, make sure you're safe today. You want to be baptized? Pastor can get this thing rolling here, this water here, and talk to him, Bible study, or whatever, and he can make it happen. You can get baptized. In only one name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's for you today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get baptized. Speak to the bishop.